Coach, how would you compare your excitement level 2014 as opposed to your first head coaching job in 1994?
Well, it's really the same. You know, I have the same emotions and the same enthusiasm. I have to say that I feel a little more confident because I have a little bit more, experience at it right now. So, but I'm really looking forward to it. This group has worked really hard. And as we talked this morning, you know, there's a lot of good things ahead of us. But opening weekend is special, and it's even that much better to open at home against a very good opponent.
Do you feel pressure? St. Louis, it's been a long time since we've had a winner. Do you feel pressure, or you can't even think about things?
No,
like
I don't think about that. I think about getting this team ready to play and think about, you know, what's going to take place in the game and the adjustments. And, you know, we're in the scheme now and matchups and those kind of things. I've never been one to think about that. I mean, obviously I was hired, you know, for a reason to bring a winner here, and it's not me. It's just not me. There's a whole new crew here, and we're all doing everything we possibly can to do that.
How much of a bonus?
What do you remember about that 2012 win against Minnesota, with respect to Adrian Peterson?
Well, and you know, we went into the game knowing that. He has the potential to, you know, put the ball in the end zone from anywhere on the field. And you can't let your guard down, you know, and we started off fast and, you know, well against the run. And then, you know, we put our defense in a couple of bad situations. And, you know, before you know it, you know, he's racking the yards up. So, I mean, then we didn't go back and look at this with the players. But, you know, as a staff this summer, we looked at it. And, you know, so it's. We've got a lot of the same guys here, but we've got a different approach and a different game plan to this. But realistically speaking, you can't shut him down. It's hard to find a game where he's, unless the team got real behind fast, where you've taken him out and neutralized him. He's a very, very talented player.
Obviously, he didn't get any carries in the preseason, which I guess is normal for him. But just say, even looking at last year's film or just what you know of him, what it looks like, obviously, he's still special. What makes him special?
Well, he's a big back with tremendous speed and vision, and he breaks tackles. And he's not just a inside runner, a outside runner, a cutback runner. He can do everything. And then, he's very, very explosive in the passing game.
How much of a bonus is it to have Ed Hill in the number one spot for a little while instead of plugging him in as an emergency starter?
Well, it's a matter of reps, you know. I mean, he's taken all the reps, you know, since we got back from Cleveland. And so he's got a good feel. And, you know, we obviously didn't play him in the final preseason game, but he took a majority of the practice reps. So he's got a good feel for what he's doing. Coach, had a good day today.
Coach, where do you stand on the stability, the integrity, however you want to describe it, of your O-line right now, just based on who has or hasn't been able to play this?
Well, I feel good about the guys we're going to play with. You know, they've been practicing together now for a couple of weeks, and so I have no concern there, and I feel good about our depth as well. So.
Where does Robinson fit in the scheme now, and perhaps as you projected as the season?
Well, he's doing a good job. He's playing guard. He's playing tackle. He's doing both in practice. He's done them all through preseason, and he's gotten better each week. And you know, we made the decision that in the opener, and that we're better off going with experience. Doesn't mean to say that he won't play in the game, but we're going to go with guys that have a lot of snaps under their belt right now.
Does the versatility hurt him in the short term?
Nothing hurts him at all. It does not hurt him at all. I was told Orlando Pace, the first player in the draft, didn't play till week 5. So there's no issue here. He's going to be an outstanding player. Our focus right now is putting the guys on the field that we think give us the best chance to win right now.
So Jeff, this is our first chance to talk to you since you claimed Case Keenum on waivers. Just your thoughts on, one, why you did it, two, what you like about the guy.
Well, you know, Case got, because of injury, Case got a lot of experience last year. Started 8 games. And, you know, you look at the body of work, you know, he didn't win any of those games, but there were some really good things that you saw out of a young player. So we spent a lot of time evaluating those games and felt like he'd be a good option to come in here and try to develop as a 3 or a 2. We just wanted him in the mix. You know, you're going to get many good players as you can.
Will it be hard to give four quarterbacks enough work in practice? Or that's probably not your biggest problem.
Well, there's not enough reps and to go around, but still, you know, they're in meetings, they're learning. You know, he'll do stuff on his own, on day offs, and, you know, and things like that. So he'll get an opportunity to get on the practice field.
Are you glad to see Michael Sam landing on his feet in Dallas?
Yeah, I heard that. I'm happy for Mike. Yeah, I think that's a great decision by the Cowboys. Of course, it's, you know, based on what I've seen and heard, they've got some issues on the defensive line. They got injuries. So I hope Mike gets a chance. Maybe he can help.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.